Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, radio family. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Back again on our intercom stations. And thank you for coming back each and every Saturday and Sunday morning to hear about good people doing some good things in our communities. I'm Renee Vaughn, joined by the newest member of our Community Focus family, and she is not only a newbie, but really now family, officially. See, Aaron Cruz, that's how quickly things work around here.
I like that.
I like it too, my dear. Welcome, Aaron. You serve as the Development Director at American Children's Home in Lexington.
That's correct.
And this is a nonprofit children's home, and you house around 35 kids on average.
Yes, that's true.
Excellent. So I am so happy to have you here. Welcome to the Community Focus family, and especially to have an opportunity for members of our Community Focus family and our audience who may not be familiar with the American Children's Home. Give us a little bit of background about it.
Yes, thank you. Well, first, thanks so much for
You're
having
welcome.
Me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to be here today. So American Children's Home was opened all the way back in 1928 by the Junior Order of United American Mechanics, North Carolina State Council. That's our country's oldest patriotic fraternity, and it initially served as a home for orphans of children of the Junior Order members. So usually purchased by someone who was in a job that had a high hazard risk. And this is kind of before life insurance or Social Security benefits.
Gotcha.
So over time, less and less true orphans were around, and we began accepting children through County Department of Social Services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, your role as the development director, how did that come about, and how long have you served in that capacity?
I have not served in that capacity very long. It was kind of a thing where I was looking for a new challenge. I'm from Ohio, and I happen to have a family friends in High Point, and I came down to visit, and literally 6 weeks later, I moved down and started working as the assistant to the director at American Children's Home, and I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time to be promoted within 6 months. So I've been at American Children's Home for a little bit over a year. So.
Well, congratulations in every sense. So another newbie from standpoint. No longer, of course, here on the program. Now, what part of Ohio, if I can ask?
Kent.
Okay.
So Kent State University, if you're familiar with that name at all.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what did you find interesting or a little bit different compared when you compare Ohio to North Carolina?
Well, number one right off the bat, of course, is the weather, which is a huge draw for me. You know, I've been in Ohio for a long time, but I'm enjoying the milder temperatures.
Yes.
It's just, you know, honestly, I actually live in Greensboro. Okay. Working in Lexington is a little bit different. It's a, you know, a real small town, and it's got a old school feel, and just, you know, it's a little bit different. But Greensboro really isn't too different from where I grew up.
It's
a, you know, college town, and not too big, not too little, just
exactly,
right,
just right. That's right, right in the middle. And the interesting thing too, Erin, that you've probably discovered about Lexington, it's one of the barbecue capitals of the world.
And I have definitely been privileged to have several tasty meals.
Excellent.
I enjoy
that is the one thing about living in the South is that you will find hearty appetites in and around the area. I love it. Well, Erin, let's get back on track.
Sure.
And really, to also add, Radio Family, just as a programming note, and Erin, just to make it a little bit easier.
Sure.
Not necessarily for us, but from this point on, going forward, if you hear the initials ACH, we're just going to shorten the American Children's Home to that. So, Radio Family, just kind of keep that in mind. Of course, we'll remind you as we get further along in our conversation.
Sure.
But, Erin, the next question, outside of doing a wonderful job of telling us a little bit about the history of ACH, what's the mission?
So we are a licensed, accredited, nonprofit alternative family program. So first and foremost is that we believe that every young child has the inherent right to live and grow in a happy, loving environment. The stability of tomorrow's world really does depend on the strength and character with the spirit of each child today. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to provide a better experience for the kids. We want to give them hope for a better future and really heal their broken spirits. The kids that do come to our home are removed from their home by the courts, and this is usually due to abandonment, neglect. The parents are either in the penal system or are having legal issues.
Okay.
So the kids that come to us, you know, they're snatched out of their homes with really little to no forewarning. So they're usually told, hey, pack a bag, that's it, we're going.
Wow.
So it really is important to us to help them develop healthy coping mechanisms, improve their grades, develop healthy self-esteem to say, hey, I'm confident in my own worth and value.
Excellent.
And then also to develop a strong self-efficacy that, hey, I can believe that I can succeed and accomplish my goals.
Absolutely. And Erin, when we think about just young people in general, the drive, the energy, the passion, the spirit that they have in wanting to do whatever it is their goals happen to be.
Sure.
What a wonderful place such as the American Children's Home that can provide that environment, because they don't have it initially to begin with.
And that's one of the biggest things. They're not raised in homes where that's important.
Right.
They don't have, you know, good discipline. They don't have good structure. So they come to us already kind of lost. And, you know, these kids especially, without the good parental figures, really do have a lot of the odds stacked against them.
Right.
So it's very important for us to really plant those seeds for them and hoping that it'll come to fruition someday in a positive outcome.
Nicely said. And that transitions nicely into describing to us, who are the children that reside at ACH?
Again, so children who are suffered abuse, neglect, abandonment, they're removed by their home from by court order. And, you know, the stories, you know, in my position, I don't get to hear them as much, but I do hear some of the stories that come in, and it's heartbreaking. It really is.
Now, do you happen to be a parent?
I'm not a parent.
Okay.
But I do have I have five nieces and a nephew.
Wow.
So that, you know, kids are dear to my heart.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure they love you as an auntie.
I'd like to think so. I really would. Well, lots of times the kids who come to us have parents that just can't meet their needs or who have already had multiple placements in foster homes or group living programs that really need a caring, nurturing environment to help them deal with their past experiences and really to prepare them for the future. So as you had mentioned before, we have about 35 kids on average, and usually that's split pretty equally between boys and girls.
Okay.
We are able to have anywhere from 12 to 21-year-olds.
Okay.
But usually the average age is around 14 to 19.
Okay.
We usually have junior high and high school kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you typically have any numbers that you can break down?
Sure.
I'm thinking about in terms of, do you have some of the kids who generally come by themselves, they're alone, or do they typically have a sibling or two with them?
Actually, right now, typically they are alone. We have some siblings that are now.
Okay.
We had the two sisters for a while, and then we just additionally, not too long ago, also were able to receive their younger brother. So it's really great when we're able to keep them together.
Absolutely.
As a family.
Right.
They love to be able to be together, and it's hard for them to be away from their siblings. So,
absolutely.
When we can, we absolutely try to have them all together.
Right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, you just mentioned you've been in the position as the development director in a short period of time.
Yes.
Has there been anything that has stood out within the last year that's really impressed you or maybe even overwhelmed you since you've become a part of the American Children's Home?
Yeah, definitely what can be overwhelming is me not being from the area, really wanting to reach out and make those relationships within the community.
Yeah,
that's really important for us, not only for funding, of course, that's important, but really just so that people know who we are and what we do and that we are around and that there are kids that need their support. So that can be kind of overwhelming. But also at the same time, that's what's also very impressive.
Yeah.
The outpouring that we do get from the community is fantastic.
You know that you just answered my next question, and I appreciate that. You are spot on, my dear. You're so welcome. And asking, what can we do as a community? We know that when we have a program like Community Focus and we hear about great agencies such as this, volunteerism is so huge in our communities. And we have so many people who thankfully want to give of their time.
Yes.
They want to give of their energy and their resources. What can we do to help? ACH.
There's absolutely tons of things that can be done, and we're actually working on kind of revamping a volunteer program.
Okay.
Obviously, if a person would like to spend any amount of time with the kids, they have to go through a pretty intensive vetting process, which of course is for the kids' protection and for their own protection as well.
Right.
But we have groups that have come to campus to help out with things such as mulching or just helping out with the groundwork. We are a pretty large campus, so volunteer groups like that are great, or who have come and helped repaint a building.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we were open in 1928 and we have several of the original buildings, so that requires some upkeep. So that's always important too. Another way that volunteers can help, we've had groups come together and raise funds to throw, say, a skating party.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love to be active. They love going out and doing things.
Exactly.
So a day at the skating rink with, pizza or food like that, or any kind of small party like that, or even tickets to Carowinds or Adventure Landing or the Speed Park, anything like that, that's an activity that gets them out of, being in the cottages and getting restless, just giving them activities to do.
Absolutely.
They've gone to plenty of church-sponsored events, concerts, things like that.
Right.
So it just takes creativity. And usually if it's an activity that you would enjoy doing or your kids would, those kids would enjoy doing
that
as well.
That's excellent. I like what you mentioned at the beginning, that the kids have an opportunity to engage not only in the outdoor activities, but specifically you were mentioning the word mulching.
Sure.
It's not an everyday thing, let alone an activity. But what a great skill for young people to learn.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to cultivating the land, learning how to grow your own food, how to grow flowers.
Sure.
Just sort of agricultural-based things, which when you think about a state of North Carolina and even Ohio, really anywhere, the importance of that, I think a lot because of the, and not to say technology is such a bad thing, but when we look at this generation of kids, that's kind of unheard of.
Absolutely.
Kids are like, what's a gardening tool?
Sure.
And you can just go off a whole list of things, and kids kind of have this question mark look on their face. But what a wonderful opportunity for them to learn those type of skills and whatever other skills they can learn with ACH.
And that ties into a program that I'm trying to develop called ACH in Action. And it's an opportunity for our kids on campus to give back to the community.
Great.
So I'm always open and looking for ways that we can plug in as an American Children's Home community for staff and kids to be able to give back to the community as well.
Fantastic. That's a great tie-in, Erin, before we go to our first break in the morning. How can our listeners get in contact with you if they need more information?
Absolutely. Well, they can always give me a call.
Okay.
The phone number is area code 336-357-7126, and just ask for Erin in development. If I'm not there, go ahead and leave a message. I can be reached at email. That's ECREWS@ACH-NC.org. Or you can visit our website at www.ACH-NC.org. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere on social media. Okay. Just plug in the name American Children's Home and you can look us up that way.
Fantastic. Nicely done. Erin, welcome to the we shorten it, Community Focus QF family.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Wonderful to have you here. I'm glad to have you here and looking forward to the second half of the program.
Absolutely.
I've got more questions for you and certainly a great opportunity for members of our QF family to learn more about the American Children's Home. So stick around with me.
Right.
And thank you, Radio Family, as well, for sticking around. Indeed, more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're coming back right after this. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for joining us. Radio Family, always great company, Saturday and Sunday mornings. And thank you for tuning in here on our intercom stations. I'm Renee Vaughn, along with Erin Cruz, the Development Director of American Children's Home in Lexington. Again, this is a nonprofit children's home that houses right around 35 kids on average. And Erin, we mentioned this earlier, you primarily are working with or taking in teenagers, not only from across the state of North Carolina, but many who are really particularly removed from their homes due to either abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Some of the kids stay with you a few months. Some have had an extended stay for several years.
That's correct.
At a time. But what you're really trying to provide through ACH is a way to provide the support that many of our kids need to just thrive in life.
That's absolutely it. Our goal really is to provide a home-like experience for them.
Right.
They need guidance from, you know, somebody who's older that wants to give them good advice, give them good direction.
Right.
We also try to provide them skills. You know, they're living with other kids that they don't know.
Right.
So it's, you know, an opportunity for them to develop social skills as well, learning to relate to others, learning how to deal with conflict. And we have a great team of resident counselors, which we call our RCs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trained under the CARE model, which stands for Children in Residential Experiences.
Okay.
So it's very specific to children who are in an alternative family placement.
Okay.
And this helps them focus on cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's trauma-informed program. So this is rooted around kids who have gone through trauma. So the approach is a little bit different. The way you might discipline your child in a normal, healthy home is going to be a little bit different than we do for our children on campus by setting goals and expectations. It's a little bit different.
Exactly. With that said, what are some of the services, in case for some of our listeners, who weren't with us for the first half of the program, can you go over some of the services that you provide to the children on campus?
Sure. So obviously residential is our first and foremost service that we provide. And the RCs, they make sure the kids get up for school. They give them guidelines about, you know, making their bed, keeping their rooms clean, things like that. They help assign chores and help develop some healthy responsibilities.
Yeah, very good.
They take them to and from appointments. They take them to work. We have several kids on campus that have part-time jobs after school. We really encourage them to participate in activities outside of school, sports, music, drama, ROTC.
Okay.
We have kids that are really involved. You know, we want to give them that well-rounded experience.
Exactly.
We also have, I had mentioned a little bit earlier about some trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. If they're not able to get that off campus, we do have licensed counselors on campus that are able to do that for them as well.
Great.
We also have programs set up that really help them assess their individual life skills. So that helps them focus on their strengths and build on the strengths and on other areas where they might have some weaknesses.
Right.
We help to really pour into that. So that could be developmentally, mental health, education, and even finance that we start working with some of the older kids as we kind of help them transition into adult living after they've reached a certain age.
Absolutely. And that's an excellent point, Erin, in that another life skill for our young people is how to manage money.
Sure.
Which for a lot of us, we somewhat
have. I still struggle.
Exactly. Well, I was thinking, you know, you and I are probably from the old school where we had parents and grandparents where long before there were savings and loans and credit unions and banks, the bank was the mattress.
Sure.
And other, you know, unique quote-unquote places to manage our money. But of course, things obviously have changed. And when we think about young people, how great to start them as early, the sooner the better,
right?
Instead of them going through a lot of those money challenges. I know for myself in particular, when you transition from being a senior in high school to embarking on those early college years. And credit card companies love young people when they go through those stages. And so that's a really great example, because a lot of times you have young folk, they get that credit card in the mail and it's, you know, charge. But what we fail to realize, and really we can't just address it to just the young people, because for some of us as adults, we need refresher courses on managing our money properly. You know, it's really great that the kids have that opportunity along with the other skills that you mentioned earlier.
And that was something that I was curious about when I started working. What happens to these kids when they turn 18?
Exactly.
And I don't know all the details of it, but I do know that we have been allowed to keep the kids up until the age of 21. And now, not all of them stay that long.
Right.
But this does help them, instead of just saying, hey, you're 18, see ya. It's like, hey, we still kind of have a little bit of an anchor here for you, kind of have a handful to help you, whether they're going to plan on going to school, you know, help them get those things lined up so they can, you know, they don't have maybe the parent to help them fill out the FAFSA or to get them registered for classes. You know, we can help them do that. Or if they decide to just transition into adult living, we help them find a place to stay if they are already employed. Obviously, we help them with resources in obtaining employment, too, if they decide to take that route. So that was kind of important to me, because I was like, man, what happens to these kids once they, I don't want to say age out of the program, but does that happen? And we are really fortunate to be able to keep them on longer.
That's fantastic. And that's really a great point to really reiterate or reemphasize, because we were mentioning earlier how many kids you house, but particularly between the ages of 14 to 19. That's kind of the core age of the kids. And you're absolutely right. What an excellent point, because I was going to ask you and for the staff at ACH, what tremendous change do you get to see in these kids when they come in, let's say at age 14, and let's just say they do stay at the age of 19. What a joy it must be to watch that young boy or that young girl progress from a preteen or tween until, you know, they're close to being of legal age and being out in the real world.
Yeah.
You're likely seeing some tremendous changes in those young folk.
Even in the short time that I've been here, I'll definitely see a change for when somebody first comes in. You know, they could be shy or combative and, you know, emotions are running really high.
Exactly.
To see them really find themselves at home, see them smiling and laughing and want to come see you in your office and ask you how your day was, just to see that. And we see the report cards coming back with the grades improving, so that's really important. But for the other staff, and I've heard a lot of stories, you know, a lot of our staff have been there for a decade plus. So they've seen a lot of children come and go. Even the generations far back refer to themselves as home kids, and we have a homecoming every August where they come back, and there's so many people that come back, and I've heard some really neat stories from individuals that were, you know, raised in the home, and they went off, and they, you know, a lot of them have said, you know, at the time, they didn't realize what a big impact it had made. It had made somewhat of an impact, but really when they reached adulthood, they looked back and they're like, wow, this was a blessing in disguise. And that's really positive to hear that a lot of the stories, you know, come back full circle and they want to come back and see the place, and they want to share their story and how impactful it was and how their life might have been different if they hadn't had the opportunity to come stay with us.
Exactly.
And some of the things that they were able to do that they might not have been able to do. That we just had the privilege of providing for them. So
absolutely.
That's definitely encouraging.
Very much so. And thank you, Anne, for sharing that, because that's the one thing about great agencies like ACH, American Children's Home, that when you think about what happens, like you said, when these kids do reach that age where it's time to leave the nest, so to speak, and to go out, how loving for many of the kids to come back and want to help the new group, so to speak, that come along. And I think that's what makes the bond or the connection between the older person who has been through the agency, in which the agency has helped to nurture them, helped to really change their mindset about just life in general. And like you said earlier, in your missioning statement, I believe I can succeed and accomplish my goals, which a lot of the older ones have. But to come back and to really give the younger ones firsthand a look at what he or she can become.
Absolutely.
They become sort of that role model
sure.
for a lot of the younger
mm-hmm.
kids.
Yeah. And honestly, that gives me, you know, that really kind of sparks a great idea for me. I'm not sure, like I said, I haven't been here that long.
Right.
If they've had some of the veterans come back and speak to the younger kids.
Right, exactly.
You know, maybe that's something that we could absolutely look into mm-hmm. doing on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, some of those success stories come back and talk to the kids
exactly.
about, you know, that they can do it and that they can make it.
Definitely. You know what? And Aaron, this is something that I typically like to mention to community-focused families such as yourself. And usually I wait to the end of the program, but I want to interject it now because that's such a great tie-in to say when I have you back on a future program to hear more about the success stories
sure.
and maybe even the possibility of bringing a couple of kids.
That would be really neat.
Onto the program.
Yeah.
So that way we as an audience and as members of the community focused family can hear from the kids themselves.
Absolutely.
To hear about the amazing changes
sure.
that have taken place
yeah.
in their lives. And one thing that with a lot of young people, most of them are not very shy. Hopefully they won't be if we try to get them back on the program. But we'll work on that.
Sure,
something
sure.
that we can talk about at the end of our conversation.
Yes.
In the meantime, if a person wanted to get to know the organization better or get involved, and we touched on this a little bit, mm-hmm. but to go into more details, what are the best ways to learn more?
Definitely, you can always check us out on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep that updated regularly with what, you know, activities we have going on.
Right.
And it's got all of our contact information.
Okay.
So if you're on Facebook, it's American Children's Home. Instagram is ACH of NC. Twitter is American Children's Home. And then, of course, our website, which has links to all those different social
right.
medias, is www.ach-nc.org.
Okay, excellent. Now, to welcome those of you who may be joining us, thank you, Radio Family, taking this opportunity to, again, identify us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm Renee Vaughn, joined by Development Director of the American Children's Home in Lexington, Aaron Cruz, doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
Helping us to get better acquainted with ACH and especially how we as a community can help the kids come along. Now, you mentioned earlier ACH is, or we've talked about it, is a nonprofit. Where does the majority of the funding come from? That was my next question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Approximately 70% of our funding comes from federal, state, and local government.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 30% comes from individuals just like our listeners.
Okay.
So individuals and local businesses.
Yeah.
So they are definitely a big support for us. And that yeah. also allows us to have the funds to take the kids to Carowinds
mm-hmm.
or do something big, mm-hmm. a big outing for them. Also, it helps us to provide, you know, additional things that they do get a stipend from the government for clothing, but it
right.
allows us to give them extra so that they,
okay.
when they come here,
great.
They only have a bag worth of clothes. We can take them shopping and get them new clothes.
Nice.
Things like that.
Right.
And any ancillaries that they need, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're able to provide that for them.
Excellent.
So that comes from donors just like our listeners here. So other funds come from annual fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, we have an American Tour bike ride, which is
oh.
a beautiful 55 and 35-mile bike through scenic Davidson County.
Yes.
So that's going to be our 10th year
nice.
Coming up. And then in May, we have our 20th annual car show off. So it's a truck, car, and motorcycle show.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's
yeah.
it's a big turnout. We get
mm-hmm.
over 150 vehicles, 2,000
wow.
spectators. We've got
nice.
A kids zone. We do bounce house and
mm-hmm.
painting. We do a silent auction with a lot of items. We do 50-50 raffle, $100 gas card, 50-inch LCD TV are
okay.
some of the prizes. And we just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun day where the community can come together and you know, just have a good time. So.
Absolutely. And definitely learn more about ACH
mm-hmm.
in the process. Aaron, I wanted to ask you this. When you do have volunteers in the community and you have individuals, whether they're spending a day with some of the young persons, in terms of maybe getting to talk to some of the young kids,
mm-hmm.
what's the general reaction? How do the kids, as far as the feedback, when they have a chance to speak with either someone who's a retiree,
mm-hmm.
someone who may be a teacher, someone who may be a lawyer
mm-hmm.
or a doctor or whatever particular field, let's say myself being a broadcaster.
Sure.
If you have that opportunity to get individuals to come and talk to the kids, how excited are the kids generally to hear from members of the community?
Usually, you know, being teenagers, they're like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Right.
And then by the end of the program, you know, they're inspired.
Great.
And you see the reactions and you see them a little light spark. And so that's really exciting. And it makes it worth the time to have that, to have that interaction or to go and have that experience.
Right.
Say, for example, and this wasn't somebody who came and spoke, but the NC Black Repertory gave us tickets to and I can't remember the name, but it was The Legend of Buster McNeil. And that was something that we could take the guys to. And the guys are like, well, we don't want to go see a play. Like, why would I? They loved every minute of it.
Wow.
They cannot stop talking about it. And they were really excited. And they're like, well, maybe I could be an actor, too. And I'm like hey,
that's
something good to be involved with.
Right.
Something to do with their spare time that's productive. So
exactly.
Things that they're not normally maybe wouldn't want to be open to
or exposed to. Right.
You know, they end up enjoying it. Same thing. You know, sometimes they're shy or kind of reserved about talking with somebody. You know, they don't necessarily want to talk to a stranger. But when they get the chance and see that that person isn't there to just get some kind of notification or some kind of recognition, but they're really there because they care.
Exactly.
The kids see that and it does.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I like that because I'm just trying to see the expression of a group of young boys.
Yeah. I was really nervous to take
Right. Just the visual alone.
Yeah.
But it's so refreshing because usually when you think about young boys, like you said, that's the last thing where any young man will make a connect is wanting to go see a play. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's just girly. That's that's what, you know, females do.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see
it was
that.
Awesome. It was an all male cast. So
wow.
It was perfect for
So
them.
They could really connect and bond with that particular production.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the opposite end of that when the girls have an opportunity.
Sure.
To do that and engage in a lot of the activities.
Yeah, we have one coming up actually on Sunday at Childress Vineyards. It's called the Girls Tour, and it's it's a new program by it's called the BFF Blog, and it's two girls named Mariel Lane and Whitney Dillon. She's married to Austin Dillon of NASCAR, and they put this together, and it's going to be about women's empowerment. It's going to be speakers, so that's another great way
absolutely.
You know, we are able to tie in with the community and
fantastic.
Get our kids involved.
Let me ask you this to back up just a little bit, Aaron, in mentioning that you mentioned, rather, of the various activities, especially the one that you mentioned with the bike ride through Davidson County. Now, have you had a chance since you've been in North Carolina to experience a fall typically in the mountains?
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah, isn't
it's
it gorgeous?
Amazing. Yeah. So amazing.
Wonderful.
It's, yeah, absolutely. Lovely.
And see, that would be another great adventure for young people.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. To have an opportunity to really look at the beauty of nature and just to look at the amazing creative works that are all around us that sometimes we may sometimes take for granted or really don't have an opportunity to just take the time to really observe it and pay attention. So that could be another great activity for the kids.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic that you keep them engaged and even more so you keep them busy, but it's a good busy.
A good busy.
It's a productive,
productive.
Busy. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aaron, one more question I have for you.
Sure.
If one is interested in giving to the American Children's Home, what are some of the ways with which to contribute? You mentioned a couple earlier.
Yes, absolutely. So, of course, you know, monetary donations are always greatly appreciated. We regularly receive gifts that people will do in honor or in memory of a loved one or a friend. And we always send a notification out to that family or to that individual.
Right.
And so that way you can kind of honor somebody. Their name, it goes out into our publications and things like that. So that's pretty popular. There are other ways, too. You can give to us highly appreciated stock through your stockbroker. You may find that you avoid high capital gains taxes through this type of giving. Also, there are people who have paid-up life insurance policies that are no longer needed for the initial beneficiary, and they can enlist American Children's Home as a charitable beneficiary.
Okay, very good.
And then, of course, legacy gifts. Those always ensure that American Children's Home is going to continue for many years to come.
Great. Excellent. Now, getting back to the volunteerism, how many times, let's say per week, are you looking for individuals to volunteer their time? Is there a specific schedule with which you go by?
Usually it's not a schedule. Usually we try to get our volunteers around maybe a special event or an outing or something like that.
Great.
We try to get our monthly schedule planned about a month ahead of time. So, but we're always open to anybody who wants to call in or write in or send an email to at least put them on our volunteer list that we have something available that, you know, we'll contact them.
Excellent. And so with that, Radio Family, again, visit on the World Wide Web. This is one way to get in contact with the American Children's Home is www.ach-nc.org. www.americanchildrenshome.org. And Erin, as you mentioned, if you just type it in the search engine on social media, all the pertinent information will come up. You did a wonderful job. We still have
you're welcome.
And we still have a couple of minutes remaining. Anything that I didn't go over or something you would like?
Something that
to touch
I
on?
Didn't go over that's really important
yes.
to me too, and I'm glad that we do have a couple minutes left. Another big service that American Children's Home provides is a foster care program.
Oh, great.
We have a really growing program here, and we license families in Davidson, Davie, Forsyth, Guilford, Randolph, and Rowan counties. We have multiple staff who are trained to do group and individual pre-service for foster care and for adoption training. We do the CPR certifications and host continuing education for the foster families. And we've had several adoptions, over 10 in the past, I think just 6 months.
Wow.
So that's really growing.
Good.
And that's just another way for us to, you know, give some service to the children
Absolutely.
That are in need. So that's really important to us. And then we also have on campus, it's called the Evans Child Daycare Center. So that's a daycare for infants through preschool age.
Excellent.
So that's another service that we offer to the community as well.
Wow. So wonderful success stories that we get to hear on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for sharing that, because there is a continual growing need for individuals, especially our children who are looking for loving homes.
Absolutely.
And wonderful to know that they can find it through the American Children's Home. Erin, welcome once again, my dear, to the Community Focus family.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thank you. I enjoyed our time together.
Me too.
I did, too. And the great company that you have given our listeners. Great information,
too.
One more time, please share the telephone number if someone wants to get in contact with you directly.
It is area code 336-357-7126.
Excellent. And if you want to send an email to Erin, it is ecrews, that's C-R-E-W-S, Appersand, that little at, is what I tell people.
Yes.
ACH-NC.org.
Yes.
All right. Well, Erin, I will repeat this on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Yes, I'd love to be back.
I would love to have you back.
Great.
So I typically share with members of our Community Focus family, there are no goodbyes on this program, just until next time.
Great.
So until next time, my dear, thank you. Keep up the great work as the development director.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being here. Likewise for you, radio family, thank you for your great company and definitely for the good things that you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. 2018 is off to a fantastic start because of you and good folks like Erin Cruz. So thank you, radio family. We do officially bring to a close for this weekend edition of Community Focus. Indeed, no goodbyes. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Until next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.